Vardaran is on vacation. Therefore, Vardaran is going to be very lazy with these advertisements. Teehee. Go to CanaryJournal.com because I'm too lazy to do something creative. Now enjoy the episode. Like, now and stuff. I'm too lazy to hit the end record button. So enjoy this advertisement for another 10 seconds longer! Just kidding, go go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It worked.
Oh, God. We've done this so many times. Yeah, not even funny.
Hey, this reminds me of that one time where we had to
wait for 2 hours.
Yeah, we were so late.
No, this is probably worse than that just because it's just madness. That was just waiting.
Yeah.
I agree to that.
What happens? That was the weather.
I don't know.
Let's just say our names, please.
Yeah.
How's the weather, though? Answer me first.
It's not good up here. Can you write that?
It's sunny.
Okay, that's cool.
Okay, moving on to the names.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm Messenach.
I am LJ.
I'm still that noob named Enoch.
And I'm Tom.
I'm Sumiki.
And this is TTV episode.
We may as well just stop saying the episode,
whatever.
We may as well just stop saying the episode numbers. Just call it TTV, Mesa.
Oh.
This is TTV. Episode question mark divided by infinity.
Yep.
Ah.
At least it's not divided by zero. That would really suck.
Quick, we need to do the news before
the news. And
please.
Keep the volume low, LJ.
STFU. Come on, let's go. Come on. Please, hurry up. Oh, wait, no, it's where
I kind of need you to do the music.
Let's just do this.
In the news this week, we have Set Review 8059, Seabed Scavenger. Brick Fair Countdown, 24 days left to get involved. New Hero Factory promo video. Hero Factory on Shop at Home. New LEGO Universe video. LEGO in real life. And Westward LEGO. And that's the news, and I probably just cut out. That's all the
Actually,
news.
Actually, you didn't.
Yeah, maybe
well, yeah.
Limoso, you didn't.
My
no,
connection
survived.
So that's fine.
You're a factory on shop at home.
And how did I do with the music?
Okay.
It was better than last time, but...
Much better than last time.
Yeah, you know what? Okay, I'm just going to say something on this Westward LEGO thing.
It's got to be the worst pun I've ever seen.
Yeah, that too. Okay, but why hasn't anybody commented on the fact that there's an actual LEGO store, the first one ever, opening up in Canada?
Because
really?
No one cares.
No one cares.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I didn't know there wasn't one in Canada.
No, we've never had one anywhere in Canada up till now, and it's in Calgary, so that's pretty much the major city over from where I live.
And Kinney's going to be
this
at the grand opening.
DC
yes,
cool.
I will be at the grand opening next week, if any other Canadian listeners care at all.
So you should broadcast live.
Can I make one?
Maybe I should, but I won't.
Can I make one announcement?
Yes, I'll do.
Okay, yeah, I'm the first TTV podcast member to own the Hero Factory Heroes.
I envy you.
I shock you all. The major Hero Factory, the hater, the one who will rant all day to the theme of doo 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 doo, has all six
yeah.
heroes, and he will find you.
Oh wow, really?
Yes.
Also, before moving on from Westward LEGO, did you notice the word Led Zeppelin was misspelled. It's Led Zeppelin.
Led Zeppelin.
Led Zeppelin.
No. Yeah. Zeppelin. No, Led Zeppelin. It's just like Lien. Or, yeah, however. Except backwards with a P at the beginning.
Moving on to interesting things.
Totally.
New Hero Factory promo video. Well, guess what? Almost a week before this popped up on the news, Meso found it.
Well, guess what? It sucks.
Alright.
I found it on that one unmentionable video site.
I just want to add something here. It's not about the new video, but it's about like the old one. I think it's the commercial that has Von Nebula in it or whatever. Alright, so if everything's supposed to be like all futuristic and stuff, why is it still like a normal 21st century suburban backyard?
Because Earth is too lazy to improve.
I know, it's like Hero Factory. It's like Hero Factory or whatever the name of the president there or the city or whatever. They stole the good technology and just left everybody else in the suburbs. Look at us.
Not only that, but in that video, when you think about it, Von Nebula is supposed to be the big, huge, evil Makuta.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
And they beat him with a single kick, basically.
Yeah.
Which is
why is he attacking a suburban home anyway?
Lego's too lazy for a green screen.
Hang on, you don't
get
it.
Suburban neighborhood kill his dog? I don't know.
Why. I know why, guys.
Why?
Because he needed a lawnmower. Of course.
Or I have another theory that the Hero Factory heroes can travel through time.
I don't know.
I kind of think they already said that.
Well, if they could.
Well, you know, I kind of think that was already confirmed that they could.
Well, back to my theory. I mean, seriously, think about it. Von Nebula was too cheap to buy his own lawnmower to mow his metal grass on his metal front lawn.
He could just increase the gravity or decrease the whatever and made all the grass float away.
Be quiet!
I'm sorry. Just...
I don't think he's got a black... He used the black hole staff thing. So, weird black hole staff.
Yeah, it has blades on it, right? He used it conventionally, too.
You said it. Who do I send the bleeps to?
Me.
You know, you always do this.
I know.
Okay, I'll do that after.
Good going.
Don't worry, Meso. I edit faster than you do, anyways.
Shut up.
Way faster than you.
LOL. So, what else should we talk about?
I'm thinking about that Lego in real life.
Yeah.
That's really cool, I'm gonna admit. Just to see other people outside of Lego get into it. Well, not really outside of Lego, but, you know. I think that was something worth posting on the front of BZP.
It's like, you know, that one kid who made a Bionicle, sent a letter to one guy based off Bionicle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All that saucy goodness.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Forget the sauce. Yeah,
you fool.
Well,
oh yep. I just found the confirmation that they can travel through time.
All right.
Yeah, it's so cool. It was in the initial announcement from Lego. They said it is a great pleasure that Lego group blah 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 blah. The heroes are designed, equipped, and built depending on specific missions that beam in from across the galaxy and across time.
Oh yeah.
Oh wow.
Time.
Yeah, I remember seeing that somewhere.
Now that you mention
I'd die a little on the inside.
Now that you mention it, I'd like to give a shout-out. Hi, Levatius.
Yeah. Hi, Lev. Yeah, Hero Factory can go through time, so I'm going to start using that in my RPGs now. Hi!
No, I'd want to do that and, like, plaster one of the heroes in front of a DeLorean.
I know what's going to kill LJ. When somebody makes an RPG that is a cross between Hero Factory and Bionicle, where the Hero Factory go into the Bionicle world.
Oh, yes.
Except that actually makes sense.
It does, kind of.
Within the possibilities of Hero Factory, it makes perfect sense that that could happen.
Yes, if only...
Oh no, there are two massive robots only, fighting outside.
Yes.
Do with each other, which Lego says, They won't even let Bionicle travel to Earth. So they won't even let...
That would have been
I never said it had to happen in the canon of Hero Factory.
Yeah, it could be like Circle.
It's called fan fiction.
Dude, shout out to Allstar and Ballin.
Why so serial?
LOL.
Because I can be. Because I like cereal.
Lucky Charms, fool.
Destroy the Lucky Charms!
Okay, so let's move on. Let's move on.
Yes. Perhaps.
Okay, moving on.
There's nothing else.
This went from Muse to cereal.
There's nothing to talk about, so we're ad-libbing.
But we were going to do Hot Topics.
Yes, Hot Topics. Let's go.
Okay. Wait a second, are we doing Hot Topics now? Okay, then.
Yes.
But yes. I don't have a theme song for it.
I forgot a bit of news, though.
Okay, if you want a theme song.
Yes.
Well, that works.
Genie, I'll kick you out if you stop. If you don't stop doing that.
What's happening?
I'm the button above the hanging button. I'm
going to stop.
You make me do it.
And thus concludes the epic adventures of the TTV team. Did TTV ever get to Hot Topics? Could they ever complete an episode right? Did they ever survive Keeney's random attack? To answer all these questions and more, tune in next week on Dragon Ball Z. I mean TTV. Also, go to Kanojo.com. I forgot all about that. LOL. This is supposed to be the second advertisement, but of course I'm on vacation, so I'm very lazy at the moment. Kanojo.com, the leading e-magazine, and such. Bye-bye.